Millennial rock is still very much alive, with BC residents having a chance to hear some of the top 90s and 0 hits in person at the recently announced Triple Threat Canadian Tour consisting of the Tea Party, Headstones, and Finger 11. These products of Ontario are all bands that made chart-topping music around the turn of the millennium and are now coming together to provide an evening of nostalgia-fueled fun. The Canadian Tour this fall will carry the three bands from coast to coast, starting in BC, with the opening show taking place in Penticton on November 25. From there, they'll travel to Abbotsford for a show the next night at Abbotsford Centre before taking off for Alberta and continuing toward the eastern coast until wrapping up the tour on December 13. Finger 11 lead singer Scott Anderson explained that this tour is a major moment for the Canadian music scene. Finger 11, Headstones, and the Tea Party have never toured the country together, Anderson said. Never before has there been an opportunity for us to join musical forces. This tour intends to right this wrong, nay, this massive injustice. I'm beyond excited and can't wait to see the fans' reaction to this lineup. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Finger 11, at Finger_11. Finger 11 is the only one of the three bands to be continually active since their formation, with Headstones and the Tea Party both breaking up in the mid-2000s before reuniting again in 2011. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Brandon Tucker, photographer, at photos_with_Tucker. The Tea Party has released a couple of albums and EPs since reuniting, with the most recent of these projects being 2021 Sunshower EP. By the time the tour commences, Headstones will have put out their new album, Burn All the Ships, which is scheduled to drop on September 19. Finger 11 will also have some brand new music to promote, recently announcing the impending release of their 7th studio album, Last Night on Earth, which doesn't have a concrete release date but will be put out sometime in 2025. This will be the first album that the band has put out in a decade, with Anderson explaining in interviews that fans can expect to hear a lot of the rockers that the band is known for, but the album will also include a couple of less intense tracks and a slow tune. Tickets for the upcoming tour are available now at www.ttpxhsxf11.com.